everybody. Welcome to My World right here on the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com. Check us out. Check us out. I'll tell you what, a lot of good shows, and we have a lot to talk about tonight. Some of it's kind of funny. Some of them kind of happened to me yesterday. I thought we'd talk about that. We talk about maybe some things going on out in California. And cold weather. I don't know about you, but the weather around here is supposed to get down to 7 degrees. I know up in Alaska, they'd probably say, what, 7 degrees? That's nothing. That's a heat wave. Not here in Ohio. It's definitely going to be cold. Well, it might be a little cool to some people. You just have to dress for it. Well, we're going to talk about that and how to survive cold weather. But before we get going, we have to do a disclaimer. So nothing on the show should be considered as legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liabilities for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and chill out. Did you bring your snacks? Did you bring your favorite drink? Are you sitting in your easy chair or laying on the couch? Well, you got a couple seconds to do it. And by the way, tell your friends to join us on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. That's a definite. Well, we've got some stuff to do. We had a little meeting here. We were talking about different things that we were going to attempt to do on the show. And this is one of them. You know, we always talk about the Trim Radio Network and the different shows that we have. And I'll tell you what, we have got some good ones. And I'll tell you what, if you want to help keep our shows on the air, donate. There's a little shopping basket up in the top corner if you want to donate, buy airtime for advertisements, or if you want to just buy our merchandise, you can do that. But we'll get into that in just a minute. Anyhow, guys, you can check us out on the Trim Radio Network, Adventures Wait Around the Bend. That's on Spotify. We have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. That's on YouTube and Spotify. We have Life Walk with Christ God, and that's Rumble and YouTube and Spotify. Money and Change is on Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. Offsides, College Football for Top 25 is Rumble, and of course, YouTube and Spotify. My World is Rumble, and gee whiz, YouTube and Spotify. The Positude Podcast is Rumble, again, YouTube and Spotify. Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show is on Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. And then, of course, we've got Victoria Smith's Natural Marketer Podcast. You got to check that one out. I mean, we had a conference, and we were having a blast. Not only did we talk business and a few other things, but boy, we were having a blast. And you can check her Natural Marketer Podcast on not only Rumble, YouTube, or Spotify. And she's got some good information if you want to go ahead and market your shows. She does a fantastic job at that, okay? So you can check out our shows. If you want to contact us, all you have to do is go up here in the upper right-hand corner. You click on that. It says, hi there. Thanks for visiting the Trim Radio Network. How can I help you today? Click on that, put your name in there, put your phone number, don't forget the area code, remember the phone number, and put in your message. And, hi, my name's John, and I want to do my own show. How can I do that? Here's my email address. Contact me. Hit send. Somebody will get back with you very quickly, okay? It's easy to do, and that's all you have to do. Okay, we've also got other things to support the network. You can contribute or you can buy the merchandise. And we've got more than just these two t-shirts. I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of stuff, okay, and a lot of stuff coming up. But we've got Cut the Bull woman's ideal racerback tank top. Woo! Life watch with Christ God color morphing mug. That's 11-ounce mug. We have the Trim Radio Network Tumblr. We have the Make It Right Vote 2024 Make It and Money and Change ceramic mug. I think we ought to do that in a morphing mug. And it changes color. And maybe it puts our logo on there. But then when you go ahead and put something hot in, maybe it changes to a $1,000 bill. Who knows? And, you know, we've got hoodies. New Blend hoodies. You got to check them out. Keep you nice and warm, especially in cold weather. We've got the ceramic ornament with the Life Walk with Christ God. We've got the Red Pill Reality Show New Blend hooded sweatshirt. We've got the Trim Radio mouse pads. You know, everybody's got to have a mouse pad, right? Okay, check us out. Or you can donate and buy airtime. You can get a Bullseye VIP membership, okay? And it's very easy to do. All you have to do is just buy the merch, okay? And you can watch us live. You can listen live. You can do a lot of stuff. You can go ahead and watch us on YouTube or Instagram or Facebook or X. A lot of different things. And we have a lot of different shows, okay? And all you have to do is that. So, and if you want to check on the shows and when they're going to be on, here's the listing of the shows, okay? So check us out with Trim Radio Network. Tell your friends about us, okay? Please. And buy the merchandise. It also, it helps because the money that we get from the merchandise goes into supporting the show for airtime. And airtime is expensive. Yeah, airtime is expensive. Wow, we've got some other stuff going on. And hey, I just discovered something new. Our Facebook page. And you should be able to see that live right now. And I'm going to check that out because I had a little bit of a problem moving and changing things. And I'm just making sure that I can share that. And I think I am. Okay, that's good. Well, anyhow, guys, check us out. My World, Live, Laugh, and whatever. Right on YouTube. You can join the group. It's free to join. And just let me know and say, hey, I want to join. I'll hit the invite button and you're in. Okay. I've got members all over the world. And so we have fun. Okay. And we talked about, hey, join us for a live show. And we did. That's right. It's a big party. Tonight, you know, we can kind of kick back and relax. We can talk about anything that we need to talk about. Have some fun, enjoy things. You know, we just don't talk finance all the time. We always talk about different things. One thing that I posted on the page is prepare now, multiple reports across America. Things are going to get crazy. At least that's what some people are saying. And so when I see this, and it was one of the things that was posted by the Max, I went ahead and said, hey, guess what? I have to go ahead and post that. He's a level shooter, and I really respect the guy. He has a good show, so I always like to promote that. Also, we had other things there. I do some goofy stuff. Like last week, I was set up to do the show, and we had technical problems. So I posted an I'm sorry. Yeah, I really was sorry. I had things all set up. And we had some technical issues. Okay. Are you in? I hope you got your favorite beverage and your snacks. So you want to join us, just check out our Facebook page. Okay. And we'll take it from there. Also, something happened. We went dark. Ooh, spooky. Let's see if I can get it back. Yeah, it gets spooky around here. Things happen. All kinds of stuff. And you got to be prepared for that stuff. Let's see if I can get back to where I was going to go. Let's see if I can go back to present. We're learning different things, you know. Let's see if I can do this without going blank. Look at that. Multiple pages. I can't do that. No, it drives me nuts to see that. And we were talking about that this weekend. And let's see here. Ah, the window. Yes, the window. Well, anyhow, guys, a lot of different things that we can talk about on the show tonight. And we always have to do shout outs. And we did the shout out for the Trim Radio Network. And thanks for carrying the show. And we've been doing this for quite a while. It doesn't look like it, but yeah, we have. We just made a lot of changes and we're still learning those. Also, we have a big shout out to the University of Findlay. And that's at www.findlay.edu. And if I can get this thing going at the University of Findlay, hang on a second there. There we are. You can check out the University of Findlay. It's a good school. And I'll tell you what, not only did I go there, I went to so many different schools, it's pathetic. I did. And I learned a lot at all the different schools that I went to. But University of Findlay is one of my favorites. Of course, you know Ohio University is. Also, the University of Findlay and Xavier University in Cincinnati. Yeah, I had a good time there too. Learned a lot. Had a lot of great professors at any one of the schools I went to. But the University of Findlay is a good school. It's up in Findlay, Ohio, and it's right off of I-75 and 224. Go to Main Street, you're there. And it's got a great campus. And a nice place, small campus on the main campus, but they also have two other campuses. And now they've got the University of Bluffton, which is 20 miles away. They have now joined the University of Findlay. And the University of Findlay will be basically funding the University of Bluffton and also handling the legal affairs, I guess. So here's the University of Findlay in two different NCAA sports sessions. One is NCAA Division II at the University of Findlay, and Division III will be at the University of Bluffton. And so you can check that one out. And I'll tell you what, they're both good schools. And the University of Findlay has very good programs. They really do. You have to check them out, okay? And there they are. Also, check out the University of Findlay sports. Yes, they're rated ninth in the national polls, okay, for basketball, men's basketball. Women's basketball is doing pretty good, too. But the men's basketball is really doing well. I want to get up there soon. Probably in a couple weeks to catch a couple games. I always do that during the season, but I always check it out. The girls' team is doing fantastic. The guys' team is doing fantastic. The wrestling team is doing good. I mean, hey, good NCAA Division II sports. Trust me. Okay, so you got to check them out. Also, I have to give out a big shout out to Kettering Health. Yeah, I know. What did I do there? Well, I had a problem the other day, and it was a big shocker. I was getting ready to meet some friends for lunch, and all of a sudden, things just didn't click. And I thought, oh, I don't know if it's my blood sugar going nuts. I don't know if it's something else. And wouldn't you know it, to check my blood sugar, the machine didn't work. It had a dead battery. It just went dead. So I called my neighbor, and she took me down to Kettering Health. And this was at the Troy Emergency Center. And I'll tell you what, I walked in. I was taken back to the room, set up, and they took care of me very well. Excellent group of people down there. Really good doctor. They ran a lot of tests. And they said, guess what? Your sugar's out of balance. That's why I had problems. And so by the time I got done checking, I was back to normal. I was okay. But it scared the heck out of me. But a big shout out to the guys at Kettering Health in Troy, Ohio. They did an excellent job. Small hospital, excellent job. They actually have 13 emergency centers in the Dayton and surrounding counties. Okay. and it's very good. I got to give him a shout out. If I didn't give him a shout out, I'd have a problem. Okay. Whoa. How about some other stuff? You know, we just can't talk about Kettering, University of Findlay, and other places. We have to talk about Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. You know, we have to talk about them, because if we don't, we're in trouble. So we got to talk about Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. And Phil over at Rusty Ducks does an excellent job, fantastic job, making custom pens. They're beautiful pens. They're on a cross pen platform, very good pens. And both Michael Bejas and I have them, and we bought them from Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. They're excellent pens. They really are. He does a lot of custom work. He also makes the center, which is the blanks, and he does an excellent job there. And I'll tell you what, you want to check him out on Facebook, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks, okay? Well, let's get into some of the others here. We've got Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. Check them out. And they're on YouTube also. I always told you about the Deep South Homestead. Well, it's Pecan Grove now. They've changed locations. They're doing something totally different. And it's good. They're good people. They really are. And Danny and Wanda King are just fantastic people. I'd love to have them as neighbors. I really would. Great people. Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. Check him out on YouTube. He talks about the economy and everything else. And I've known Dave for over 15 and a half years. Really good guy. He likes to talk on the phone a lot, if he has the time. And so I've talked to him on the phone about different things from time to time. Also, check out Patriot Nurse with Rachel. And she talks about the economy and also staying well. You think I could have talked to her first before I went to the ER? Mm-hmm. Well, anyhow, I had really good treatment there. I can't knock it. Also, we had Prepper Nurse One with Ed Carswell. He's down in Virginia, or West Virginia, putting up with the snow up in the hills. And Prepper Princess with Amber Stork. Check her out. She'll tell you how to save money. Live frugally. She doesn't like to drive a car. She uses an electric bike. She said she has several, maybe one for each day of the week. And check her out. She's really good. And she talks about saving money and living frugally. And we need to do that right now, because the way the climate is, as far as finance and everything else. Okay. Also, we have David Gilmore. And you know that I talk about David Gilmore from time to time, because we talk about the LDS prepper. And with Dave, he got me involved in radios. And he said, you know, I've done over 600 videos. And he has. You just look up LDS Prepper. David Gilmore. He got me involved. I got to get this just right. There we go. In GMRS radios, $35 from the FCC. You pay them. They give you a license. $35 for, I got to get this in focus here, and 10 years. And anybody in your family can use the radio. And you can communicate while you're in town. If you can get to a repeater, that's easy. This one is a 935G Plus. It's an ocean radio with a Nagoya 771G antenna. With this antenna, guess what, guys? I can talk to Dayton, Ohio, from where I'm at, hit a repeater, and I can talk 95 miles beyond that. Okay. So if the phones go down, your power's dead, and these are all charged up, you can talk on these. Okay. Check them out. Okay. Now, I'm almost done. The Macs. Remember, I told you something about the Macs, and that I post things on the page. Well, Colby, and his last name must be Max something, but it's the Max is what he has on his YouTube show. Very good. You have to follow him. He is excellent. He talks about a lot of different things. And he's very upfront and very truthful about it. Okay? So you want to check him out. I wouldn't recommend any YouTubers that I didn't think were good. Okay. If I thought that they just weren't worth watching, I wouldn't tell you about them. So the guys I recommend, they don't pay me to tell you anything about it. Nobody pays me anything. I don't want anything. I don't need it. Trust me. So just donate to the show so the money goes in to pay for the airtime, because airtime is expensive, guys. Okay. Let's see what we've got next on the screen here, if I can bring it up. I'll tell you what, I've got so many choices to choose from. Yeah, we're going to talk about cold weather. Cold weather. Wow. They're saying right now for where I live in the Midwestern part of Ohio, is that the weather's supposed to get down to 7 degrees above zero. Now that's getting cold. I've been in colder places. I've had colder wind chill going to school at Findlay, Ohio. But this is supposed to get pretty nasty this weekend. I guess it's tomorrow and Friday. And then it's supposed to warm up, hopefully. But, you know, what do you do in cold weather? You have to weatherproof your life, okay? And so I was looking around today for different things to talk about cold weather. And I found this cold-proof base layer. And it says 7 pieces of advice that could save your life in extreme cold. Okay? 7 things. Stay hydrated. Drink plenty of liquid. And believe me, I do. But you have to stay hydrated. And heat has a way of reminding us how vital water is to survival. In the cold, you know, it's easy to forget dehydration is still a serious concern. So stay on top of it and drink liquids. Okay. Second thing is eat a hearty meal before sleeping. Before you go to bed, eat something. And if you've ever been told to avoid a big meal right before bed, well, forget that advice in cold weather. When it comes to sleeping in the cold, a belly full of warm fuel will keep you warm. Your body warmth, you know, as you lay there, you know, and you've got food in your belly, your body warms up and burns through those calories, okay? And that probably won't last all the night, but you do want to have that. If you go to bed warm, you'll stay warmer. Now that makes sense. Do you have an electric blanket? Have you ever had one of those? In the old days, you know, we used to pile blankets upon blankets upon blankets, and it felt like 40 pounds were pressing against you. You know, you'd wake up as a pancake. Well, now we have electric blankets, and you can set the temperature as much as you want. I never go higher than 3. And I've got 6 settings on mine. I never go any higher than 3. And that's in a very emergency sense time period, you know, when it gets real cold out. Most I've ever had it on so far this year has been 1 or 2 on those settings. I'm comfortable. Do I have a lot of blankets and stuff? No. I have a couple, and that's it. That's all I need. But they're saying if you go to bed warm, you'll stay warmer. So warm yourself up by the fire before you get into the sleeping bag if you're out. And if you're in bed and you're already cold, it's much harder to warm up. And that's regardless of how many blankets and layers you pile on. So warm up before you get to bed. If your clothes get wet, get naked. Whoa! Getting wet in the cold is the fastest way to suffer hypothermia. If you fall into water in cold weather, you should remove your clothing immediately. And it might feel even colder to take the clothes off, but your body will regulate its temperature better without wet material blanketing the skin. Well, don't do it downtown if you get wet. I could just see you getting soaked and taking off your clothes in public. Eh, not a very good thing to do. You might get warm, yeah, in a jail cell. Not a good thing. Stay active. You know, cold temperatures can lower your heart rate, and that decreases blood flow through the body and makes us even colder. And you keep your heart rate and your body temperature up by staying active. And if you're hiking or climbing, you won't have to think about that very much. But if you suddenly find yourself stationary, try jumping jacks or running in place or taking your hands and, you know, slapping your shoulders and everything else. Be aware of sweating. You know, when we're working hard in cold weather, we can unexpectedly start to sweat. Despite the chilly temperature, sweat can be dangerous once we stop moving because you're getting wet and damp, okay? So you want to dress in layers if you're outside. And keep your head covered. How many times have you walked outside without a hat? I've done that plenty of times. Of course, I haven't caught a cold. I haven't got the flu. I've been fairly healthy. But you keep your head covered. And your body can lose 40 to 45% of your body heat through your head. It's a big radiator up there, okay? So you want to keep it covered in the cold weather. So we've got that part. But what happens if you're inside? Okay. Well, if you're inside, you want to make sure things are covered. In other words, your doors, make sure they're all shut, they're sealed well. Okay. You can reverse your ceiling fans if you have those. Instead of having them blow the cold air up to the ceiling, you can reverse them so they blow back down. You know, do you have insulation in the house? Are the windows not leaking air? Do you feel cold drafts coming in the windows? Well, then maybe you need to put some type of a covering on that. I know when I was in college in the dorm room and it was 10 below in Findlay, Ohio at night. We used to take and put, believe it or not, a blanket over a rod over our windows in the dorm room. And that kept the heat in and the cold out. But when we would move the blanket to get some light in the room, we noticed that we had about an eighth of an inch of ice on the inside of the windows in the dorm. Yeah, it got cold back then, and it was interesting, okay? Did you change the filters on your furnace? That's a big thing you have to do, is change those filters at least once a month. And sometimes with allergies, I have to do it, but I have to get the good filters. And I believe Scotch makes some very good filters, and I've used those in the wintertime like I'm doing now. And then I use an HDX from Home Depot during other times of the year, except when pollen is in full force. And then I have to go back to the Scotch 3M filters. How about supplemental heating? Do you have electric heaters that you can plug in? Yeah, you got to be careful with those. You got to make sure that you can't keep them on high because the wiring can get kind of hot, okay? You want to keep the fires from progressing, okay? You want to turn the heat on, put them about the middle distance, and never really put them on the high because that gets your wiring kind of hot because those little electrons floating through. So you want to make sure that you have warmth, but don't turn everything on high. I have an Eden Pure heater. Matter of fact, I've got two of them. And I use one on occasion in the house. I have another one in my, what I call the Florida room. And if I need a supplemental heater, I can bring it in and use it in the house. But it's a good heater, and it's a quartz heater. And I'll tell you what, it works very well. And one thing that I like to do is to make sure that my humidity is up in the house. Do you have a humidifier with your furnace? If not, you can take a pan of water and put that on the stove and set your stove on low. Or you can go out and buy humidifiers. And you put water in them. And I've got a mister that I use. And I also have an evaporative unit that I can turn on, evaporate water through a coil and all this kind of stuff. And the humidity, the higher the humidity, up to, you know, let's say reasonably 40% humidity or 35% humidity, the air warms up better. Okay. And so you want to adjust your thermostat settings, make sure your curtains are pulled so your windows are insulated. You know, watch your ceiling fans, make sure your doors are sealed. Okay. Make sure you have rugs on the floor if you have hardwood floors. Space heaters, be careful with those. Okay. Especially kerosene heaters. You really want to be careful with that. So that's just a few things to look at. As far as keeping warm. Okay. What else is going on? Well, how about the fires out in California? Have you seen that? Oh my God, that is just something to see. I hope that never, ever happens around here, because I'll tell you what, those fires, I listened to a guy that I know of, I've never met him, and I'll tell you, the guy's name is Jans Lindemann. He's a trumpet player, and he used to play in the Canadian Brass. And I don't know which edition of Canadian Brass he played in, because I remember Ron Rahm and a few of the others, being a brass player myself. And I would watch these groups, and the Canadian Brass was always fantastic. Great musicians. And I listened to him live a couple of times, and just, I'd pay $100 to go sit and listen to those guys. They are fantastic. Okay. The newer edition is probably just as well, but I liked Ron Rahm the best. And he was one fantastic trumpet player. And of course, they're all Canadian, but they were fantastic. Let's see what else I've got in the queue here, because I've got other things going on, if I can get them. Let's see. I wanted to talk about the LA fires. And I wanted to do this Sunday, and we had problems with the show. And I don't know, there was some type of a bugaboo problem that we had, and I didn't get a chance to really talk about it. And I wanted to talk about the losses in insurance. You know, you saw those things on TV, the massive fires up in the hills and the different houses and so forth. Well, Jans Lindemann, he's teaching, I believe, at University of Southern California, and he lost his house. He said he saw the fire come up the opposite side of the street. It was coming up the hill and so forth. And he had to make a decision to leave. So he grabbed what things he could. And they got to the car and they were going to leave. And they noticed that there were 200 cars going down the street and down and out. And they were trapped by the fire. And the people had all left and left their cars there. And after a while, the LA Fire Department came along with bulldozers, pushed those cars to the side, and he got back in his car and he left. And he got out. The only thing that he got out with was a prized trumpet that Doc Severinsen had given him. And he had 34 other trumpets that he had in his collection. He could only take one, and that was the one that Doc Severinsen gave him. And in the interview that I saw today, he was there in his office and he said, "This is the only blazer that I have, the only black t-shirt." He said, "We literally had to pile out of there with everything." And thinking about all the losses that were going on and from all the different fires, and there were a lot of them, and that some of the hydrants were dry, there wasn't enough water to fight the fires. And I thought, what was the insurance loss there? And I was looking on, Zero Hedge. You can see it here on the screen. LA County Inferno expected to top $250 billion in losses. Can you imagine that? $250 billion in losses. And in some cases, before the fires actually broke out, some of the companies were canceling insurance. Now, I would look into that. It looks, and it seems to me, appears, might be another word, that maybe some incompetence was there in taking care of the timber areas around there. They weren't being good lumberjacks. No, that wouldn't be the word, but they don't take care of the forests. They don't clean up the dead brush. They don't have decent fire breaks. And it came back to bite them. It did. And so I'm looking here at a chart, and you can probably just barely see it. I'm sorry, I can't blow it up. But the LA fires in 2025 would be $250 to $275 billion in damages. The Katrina, Hurricane Katrina was $201 billion. Harvey was 160, Ian was 120 billion, Maria was 115 billion, and Sandy was 89. That's according to AccuWeather, NOAA, and JP Morgan. Could you imagine insurance companies covering that loss? Yeah, that would practically bankrupt the insurance companies. And all the damage that was done there, I guess the Palisades was just a beautiful place to live, and a lot of really multi-million dollar mansions. And, you know, I thought when I was in Florida on vacation, I thought, hey, I would just go buy some of the mansions in Bel Air and Bel Air Beach. And I did. Beautiful multi-million dollar mansions. I mean, multi-million dollar mansions. Those mansions are nothing compared to what they had out in California. They might be worth 60, 70, 80 million, where the ones in Florida were like, yeah, probably 2 to 20 million. Okay, and they were nice. And here I am driving my Buick around, and gee, there's a Maserati next to me. Oh, what's behind me? A Bentley. Oh, look over there in the driveway. It's a Rolls Royce. That's Florida. Could you imagine if they had that type of cars out in the Los Angeles area, which they do? You can imagine what those fires would cause and damages. Now, there's one thing, and I was going to bring it in and show everybody tonight. I might do that on Money and Change on Sunday. It's called an E-line fire extinguisher. It's a ball. That's what it is. And you have a fire and there's a flame there. You throw that ball into the fire, it puts it out. And I've seen demonstrations with this thing. It's great. And so what I did, I went to Amazon and I bought 3 2-packs of these fireballs, is like what I like to call them. And I have them in different places. So in my garage, I've got a couple. And when the weather gets a little bit nicer, I'll put a couple more up in the attic. And I have a couple more in my storage shed outside in specific places and everything, you know. So I do that. It may not stop a big fire, but it would slow it down enough. So maybe it would put it out. I don't know, but it's something that it's very inexpensive to do. Okay. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about that. Another thing, here is something that was in Yahoo. I was forced to evacuate my home. Do I still need to pay my mortgage, rent, and utility bills? Holy cow. Do you need to pay it? Well, as I looked at things and I read this, what do you do? Do you just walk away from it and say, that's it, I'm done, I'm wiped out? Or what about property taxes? There's the article, and I will post that on the Money and Change website so you can take a look at it. But under California law, your rental agreement will become void if the rental unit is completely destroyed in a disaster, which this is. So your rental agreement would be null and void according to California law. Chances are you're going to have to go through some attorneys down the way. There's also a California anti-price gouging law is now in effect, according to the article. And there's more there. Do I need to pay my utility bills? Well, whether you have to continue paying your gas, water, and power bill depends on your provider, where you live, and the condition of your home. If your home's totally wiped out, you're probably not going to be paying anything. But that's why I look at it, and you'll have to check with the gas customers and utility companies, okay? So I will post that. Another thing that came up, too, that I saw today, and I don't know if you can see it on the screen, and I have to do that. I want to make sure it's up there because and it's not. Well, let's get that up there. Have you ever heard them talk about red dye in food? Have you ever heard them talk about that? Well, if I can bring it up here, there was a thing about RFK Jr. was going to be talking about that. And here you can see the effect cancer-linked red dye banned from U.S. foods. And the Biden administration stole some of the spotlight from Robert Kennedy's Donald Trump Secretary of Health Human Services nominee, 5 days remaining in President Joe Biden's first term. And the FDA is amending its color additive regulations to no longer allow the use of FDNC, red number 3, in food and ingested drugs. And they said in the article, they said manufacturers who used FDNC, red number 3, in food and ingested drugs will have until January 15th of 2027 or January 18th of 2028, respectively, to reformulate their products. The agency noted, added, however, foods imported into the U.S. must comply with U.S. requirements. Wow. And they also were talking about red number 3, red number 40. And red number 40, according to this, is the most used dye in the United States. Maybe we ought to just go back to natural food. You know, just natural stuff. Maybe the Amish have something in common, okay? You take a look at different things. I was looking at healthcare in the Amish. And according to what I got up in Google, there was an AI overview and artificial intelligence, if that does exist. Amish people are often considered relatively healthy due to their lifestyle, which includes a high level of physical activity from farm work, a diet focused on homegrown produce, minimal tobacco use, and a strong emphasis on community and social support. And that's true. They're basically very healthy people because they're always physically active. And they eat homegrown products. Now, in some cases, I see them in the grocery store loading up the tractor or the wagon, at least around here. And they do buy some stuff. But generally, it's homegrown. And maybe that's good for everybody. Something we might need to consider. There's a question about what is Amish life expectancy? And similar to the U.S. average, but some studies suggest that genetic factors may play a role. But they don't say how long they live. Maybe 5%. I'm seeing a percentage here. The Amish don't drink alcohol. They don't smoke. And if you go to Holmes County here in Ohio, that is a big Amish area there in Holmes County. And I don't know. I respect them because they're very hardworking people. They really are. I would see them when I went on vacation in Michigan, and they were something else. Very hardworking people. And they would come into a restaurant known as Dawn and Phil's, and they would come in on Friday nights for dinner, and they would bring 12 to 15 in their family, and they would sit there and watch TV. And the oldest, the head of the group, the matriarch, whatever you want to call him, he turned to me and he says, "Ain't this something?" As if I've never seen the show. It was Cops. They loved to watch Cops. And they were just enthralled with it. And they had a good meal at Dawn and Phil's, as did I. And everybody had a good time. Okay. And then they got out and they got back on their wagon and their horse-drawn wagon. They went back to the farm. And that was kind of interesting. Wow, we've got a few other things, and it's getting shorter and shorter. Oh, one thing I want to throw in. This Sunday, I'm going to be in Salina, Ohio. And if you wonder where Salina is, you can check it out on Google Maps. But I will be participating in a water buffalo ceremony. And I've been invited to join the water buffaloes there. It's a fundraiser for George Moore, who is the local city attorney, and he's also a Mason, and he is going to be an illustrious poobah, if you know what I mean. George is a nice guy, and he has to raise money because it gets to be expensive because he has to travel the whole state. So what I'm going to do on Sunday is go to his event and be a member of the Loyal Order of Water Buffaloes, like Fred Flintstones. And I've heard it's fantastic time. They have 40 people. You can bring your family there. They can all participate. It's just not a Masonic event. It's something to kick back, have fun, raise some money. And so I'm going to be doing that. And if they ever have a thing around your area about joining the Water Buffaloes, go ahead and do it. And the money donation is great because it helps somebody out. It helps whatever cause it is. This one will be for George, and the others will be for whatever specialty they want to have, okay? Well, let's see here. I've got some stuff, some fun stuff about Hee-Haw. You remember Hee-Haw? Maybe you don't. Back in the 70s, early 70s, Hee-Haw was... Well, let's put it this way. It was rural humor, okay? Something that they had back in, how do I want to put it? Like hillbilly shows, okay? Like Andy Griffith's show and others. You know, they had Hooterville. I forget what the name of the show was. But Eddie Albert was in it and so forth. Well, they also had Hee-Haw, which was a funny show. It was an all-family show, which people really needed to watch. And you could kick back and laugh. And I thought about doing that tonight. And I thought, well, hey, let's just go ahead and do it. So here it is. Let's see if you can get a kick out of it, okay?
I crossed a praying mantis with a termite.
What?
A bug that says grace before it eats your house.
Ouch.
Now, what's the case against you this time?
Stealing 9 bottles of beer, Your Honor.
Case dismissed. I can't make a case out of 9 bottles.
Empty Arms Hotel.
I'd like a room and a bath for me and my wife.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. The only room we have available does not have a bath.
Well, it's all right with me, but how about you, sweetie?
Whatever you think, mister.
Lisa, I just got to go on a diet.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it if I
needed a Are you kidding? I gotta put on a girdle just to get in bed.
You still working as a dishwasher down at Lulu's truck stop?
No, the cat came back.
Oh, I hear Willie's wife had triplets.
Yeah, I told him not to marry that telephone operator.
Why not?
She gave him the wrong number.
Well, Willie, congratulations on the birth of your new baby girl.
Yeah, but gee, thanks, Buck. Yeah, but you know, I was hoping for a boy so he could help me with the housework.
You told me you've been lying about your age. You wouldn't do that, would you?
Oh, absolutely not. I'd never lie about my age. Now, if somebody asked how old I am, I simply say I'm as old as my wife. Then I lie about her age.
Zero. Back in the old West, they lived in hangman woman lake.
Is that so? Why?
That's right. Oh, I used to rope most of the time.
Up there in television land, this year's Junior sampled a super dealer with some deal that will put you right in some wheels.
In that uniform. I just love knitting uniform.
It's true. Clothes do make the man. With this here Superman suit on, I have the power of 1,000 men. I can do anything. Think of a number between 1 and 3 and I'll give it. Yes. Is a number 2? Of course I am. I tell you, it's this suit I can can't get arrested in this suit.
You might stay off the main streets after dark if I was you.
And still, I'll bend it with my bare hand. The number to call is BR549. That's funny, I could bend it earlier. There must be some kryptonite on the lock somewhere or another. See where I beat it?
I sure hope this place has a back door.
Oh, good morning, sir.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you, that just goes on and on. And I'll tell you what. I had some interesting times when I was in Florida. I was walking the beach at Clearwater Beach. And I was staying at a house that a friend of mine had, and I'll put it this way, an industrialist, okay, nice house, trust me. And I'm walking the beach one morning, and guess who I ran into? Grandpa Jones. He's walking right towards me, and he looks at me, and he smiles. I smile back. I said, how you doing, Grandpa? And he just grinned. And a lot of entertainers were on the beach in Florida, and I got to meet a few. I got to meet a lot of professional musicians, too, when I was down there. Beautiful place. And, of course, after the hurricanes, who knows? Well, what else is going on? Do I have anything else with Hee-Haw on it? Because it was a good, corny show. It really was. Some of the stuff that went on with Hee-Haw was really funny. And you just ran into all kinds of stuff. Here's another routine that was there. And I'll get that up there on the screen. And you can take a look at that. Then we'll just close out the show, okay? And let's see if I can get it. All these buttons. Oh, my God, all these buttons. Here we go.
Grandpa, I heard you say you owe everything you've got to your wife.
Yeah. Oh, I do. My ulcers, my bills, and my headaches.
Have you heard about Lizzie Tinkham? She had her face lifted. I think they kind of overdone it. Every time she blinks her eyes, she pulls her stockings off.
It hurts when I do that.
Well, don't.
It hurts when I do this. Well, don't do that.
Doc, it hurts when I do this, you know?
I'm going to do that again.
Outrageous. Junior Southwood here with a public service announcement from the Cornfield County.
Oops. What happened? Let's try it again. Well, it's not going to go. What's going on? Well, anyhow, guys, it was corny. I liked Hee-Haw. It was worth sitting there drinking your favorite Pepsi and eating your popcorn. Okay. And it was a good, funny show every Saturday night. And if you didn't get a chance to see it back then, you can check out the YouTube videos on it. And it's pretty good. Wow. Well, anyhow, guys, that's about all I've got. We got a few minutes yet, but so much going on, you know, and stay warm this weekend because it's going to be cold. And a friend of mine called me up and she said, are you going to go to Salina? Are you going to go up there for that water buffalo thing? I said, of course. And she said, how are you going to stay warm? I said, with a coat. And she said, well, what else are you going to have? I said, I'm going to have my electric vest on. And that's one of the best investments I ever made. Got it at Amazon. And I'll tell you what, you put this thing on and you hit the button and on the vest and it turns it on and you stay warm. Just don't turn it on the red setting because you'll roast. Okay. But it keeps you good and warm. And you could wear a little bit lighter coat instead of a big heavy Carhartt coat. But I think I'm going to be wearing the Carhartt too when I go up to Salina. And we'll have some fun at that degree. And hopefully I can bring back some pictures for next week and we can show what goes on at one of those sessions. And I'll describe how much fun it was because I know it's fun. I've talked to other people and it's going to be interesting. It really will. So anyhow, guys, that's all I have this week for my world. Hopefully my world's going to get better next week as I learn all the new buttons. And, you know, we'll talk about different things. We'll change the show up a little bit. We'll talk about what's going on. We'll talk about humor and a lot of interesting things. So I want you to have a good week. We will see you Sunday for Money and Change, and that will be at 7 p.m. right here on the Trim Radio Network. And with that, that's all I've got. Have a good week. Stay warm and stay safe, okay?
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.